Vidar and Catherine Ligard are the founders of SafariMission.org. Vidar Ligard is also the author of A Fork in the Road, a book that gives you life lessons you were not taught in school and that the church did not tell you. And that is what Safari Mission Podcast is all about, teaching practical steps to personal growth and development. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Vidar and Catherine Ligard.
So today we're going to talk about, who are you listening to? You know, there are many voices out there in the world. You know, you have voices through social media, through TV, through books, through podcasts, through, you know, going to church, and through even just your work environment. There are many, many voices out there. And so the question is, who are you listening to? Because you can be listening to other people around you, but are they really going to give you good advice? That's a good question. You know, the first thing you look at least what I look at, is where are they in life? Are they, should I, you know, give them that authority in my life to speak into my life in that area? I'm going to look at the fruit in their lives first. Are they successful in their area? If they're going to give me an advice about money, I'm going to first look and see, do they have money? Because if they're broke, maybe I should not listen to their advice. You know, if they have an advice about marriage, how is their marriage? If it's not good, maybe I shouldn't listen to their advice. You know, so there's so many voices out there, and they're not all equally good. Some are actually bad voices, and you should not listen to them. And some are really good, and you should really, you know, listen to them. So how do you determine what's a good voice and not a good voice, and who should we listen to?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the fact is that our lives tend to become in accordance with what or who that we listen to. It's we kind of humorously say sometimes, you know, the one homeless person says to the other homeless person, well, let me tell you how I have life figured out.
Right. And,
well, if you listen to homeless people for long enough, you'll end up in the same boat yourself.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen people over the years that their friends have troubled marriages.
Right.
Well, the saying goes that you tend to become the average of your five closest friends. And so if your close friends are people with marriage problems, guess what you're destined for? Marriage problems. Yeah.
Right.
So who are we listening to? Well, the richest person who ever lived, King Solomon, he wrote a book.
Yes.
And so it is possible to listen to King Solomon every single day.
Right.
When I was young, I did this. I don't know how many times I have read the book of Proverbs. It's not one, it's not 10. I don't have a count, but it is dozens and dozens and dozens of times that I have read the book of Proverbs. And I frequently had, even in my teenage years, people would ask, where's the wisdom coming from? Well, I was listening to the richest person who ever lived.
Right.
With the book of Proverbs, there actually is one technique, because it's 31 days in a month, mm-hmm. 30 days, 31 days, same number of chapters.
Yeah.
And so if today is the 5th of the month, read Proverbs chapter 5. Mm-hmm. If today is the 10th of the month, read Proverbs chapter 10.
Right.
If you do that every single day, then in 1 year, you will have read the book of Proverbs 12 times.
Right.
And you will end up thinking about some things that are at a higher level, because this is the highest level of anybody who ever lived, is the richest man in the world.
Yeah, because we will think about what we listen to. You know, what we listen to, what you choose to listen to every day, we are going to think those thoughts. So if we want to think good thoughts that are going to get us somewhere, we need to listen to people who have gone before us and been successful in the area that they're talking about, right? So, you know, you can be in an office setting, in a workplace setting, wherever you spend your time, you know, during the day, and you can listen to a lot of chatter, you know, people saying this, saying that. Some of it can be lies. Some of it can be just like gossip, really. And that's not really going to take you anywhere, and you gotta just keep thinking about those gossips or those lies or those, you know, unfruitful thinkings, And you're not going anywhere. Or you can choose to put, you know, depending on how you work, but even on your way to work, you can choose to put on the radio or CD or your phone in a car, in a public transportation, it's a train or a bus, whatever it is. You can choose to fill that time listening intentionally to people who are successful in an area you want to learn something in. And that makes a whole difference in what you keep thinking about that day, because you're going to keep thinking about what you listen to. So who you listen to is actually really, really important.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you become accordingly.
Yeah.
So, and it's interesting to me because I find a lot of people in the church world that want to get into business, and that's great and that's fine. God is for good business. But I find us running to people like Rockefeller, like Bill Gates, and certainly there are principles that they have understood that you can learn from. But if you look at the lives of these individuals,
right,
there is a lot of darkness in lives,
yeah,
of people that may be at the top of the world in one area, but
right,
that doesn't mean that they have life figured out in every area.
Right, and you know that's true. You want to listen to people who are strong in the area that you want to be strong in. So for example, somebody can have great financial advice. They're successful financially. They know how to either build a business, they know how to invest, they know how to spend money wisely, whatever it is, they have some good advice to pick. But that does not mean that the same person is good in, say, relationships. You know, they may not have life figured, they may not have a lot of good friends, they may not have a good marriage. And so because they're successful in one area of life does not mean I should listen to them in everything they have to offer. And even when I hear what they have to say, I need to use my own brain and knowing what he says in the Word of God, knowing other people in the same field who have also said things, I need to sometimes pick and choose a little bit. You can't just swallow everything and just accept everything as good. You got to be enough knowledgeable that you listen to multiple people and you ask for counsel from multiple people so that you can see what seems to be the common thing that everyone says that seems to be wise.
Yeah. You know, if you pick one mentor in life, maybe it's a spiritual father, maybe it's a business leader, maybe it's an earthly parent. But if you have one person that you follow closely in everything you do, then the best thing that you can become is a lesser version of the one that you're following.
Right.
And so if you want to go further, you know, anybody's going to have strengths. They will also have some weaknesses.
Right.
And if you follow everything from one person, you're going to end up copying their weaknesses as well.
True.
And so, but you need to pick very carefully and choose very wisely who you listen to. Otherwise, you will end up copying their weaknesses as well.
Right.
So how do we do this? Well, if you want to grow a strong marriage, what do? You start looking for couples that have overcome some challenges and that are doing really, really well in that area. Don't go to your closest friends and ask them advice just for the sake that they're your closest friend. They may not be the best expert in the area that you're needing some advice.
Right.
So go find the ones that are succeeding.
Yes.
If it is in marriage, or maybe it's in parenting, maybe it's in finance, in business, and health advice, maybe it's in ministry, or maybe it's professionally in the field that you're professional. I know with myself, when I read books, I'm very, very picky about what books I read. I don't read as many and as fast as I wish I would. And so, say it's marketing. Say I want to grow in sales and marketing. I don't go to the bookstore and just pick any book on sales and marketing.
Right.
I do some research and some checking. Because a lot of average people can write books, and if
mm-hmm.
you read average books from average people,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be less than average because you're never going to absorb everything that's in the book.
A lot of people can write book, period. They don't have to be average. You never know. Just because they wrote a book doesn't mean that they have practiced it. That doesn't mean that they really know what they're saying.
So I go find the bestsellers in the world, mm-hmm. and I ask people also that are very strong in the area that I want to grow in. And I ask them for book recommendations. And then I pick out maybe the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 books worldwide on that particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I purposefully read those books because that's going to be some high, high quality books. And that's how I pick who I listen to.
Right. Right. And so, you know, so you find somebody you can listen to in different areas. And it's probably not going to be the same person in every area because no one is perfect, right?
Yes.
So you have in a voice, you know, you can have a physical mentor and that can be really good. And you have a physical mentor in a certain area and that's good. But when we talk about voices, it's also books, like we said, written material. It is podcast. You know, you may not have a personal relationship with them, but maybe you just choose to listen to them every single day because they have something that you can grow in and they have good advice. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways that we can listen to people. We can do it through personal relationships. We can also do it through, you know, other mediums, you know, that there's so much, it's so easily accessible today because you have the internet, right? There's so much you can find out there on different podcast stations, on YouTube, books, you know, that are printed. There's some ebooks you can just download for free. And there's just, but you know, picking somebody who is, has proven in their life that they are successful, that they have the good fruits you're looking for. For example, you know, if you want to read books about business, who do you go? Do you go to your friends who are successful in business and say, hey, which books have you read that really helped you? And then you go and read the same books. Or, you know, if you want to be healthy, you find someone who actually eats healthy and works out. You can tell if they look healthy or not. And you want to see what are they doing that I can imitate. And so those things are important, but we can also use the Word of God, like you said, the Songs of Solomon, the Book of Proverbs is a great book for wisdom, has a lot to do with business and other things. And so that's always a good book to also draw from.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that think they want to be the expert in every area and have strong opinions. But to grow, we can't have a know-it-all attitude.
Right.
The Book of Proverbs talks about this. In Proverbs 11, verse 14, it says, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in abundance of counselors, there is safety." In 15 and verse 22, it says it like this: "Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed." In 20, verse 18 of Proverbs, it says it like this: "Plans are established by counsel, by wise guidance, wage war." So finding good counsel, finding good guidance is a godly principle that we have to do. Well, how do you do this? Well, let me just take a simple example. When I wrote my first book, A Fork in the Road, I'd never written a book before. So how do you get started? Well, I started looking for, I asked myself, who do I know that have done a good job of writing a book? I wasn't interested in just anybody that have written a book. So I start picking, finding the best ones that I have, maybe not a close relationship with, but I know who they are. They might know who I am. And I start asking them. So I found several authors. I actually made a list of authors that I wanted to ask some questions. I did some research myself, just went to the web, started asking questions about the book writing process. I also happen to know that most books get written to a manuscript, but they're never published and they're never sold. So I did some research on the publishing process and also on the sales process, because what good is a book that is published that nobody reads? That's a waste of time and effort.
Yeah.
Don't want to waste my time and my effort. So I do some research and come up with a list of authors, come up with a list of editors,
mm-hmm.
come up with a list of designers, come up with some people that have published book, and I start asking all kinds of questions. And then I start reaching out to these people and say, one of them, I said, hey, can I have 15 minutes of your time? I have some questions. I'm about to write a book and I have some questions. Can I ask him some questions for 15 minutes? One of the individuals, no answer. Another individual, I got an answer right away with. The one that I didn't get an answer, I kept on asking. I think I asked 3 or 4 times before I got an answer. But when I got an answer, yes, we set an appointment. But I made sure I stuck with the 15 minutes or the 20 minutes that we had set up, because you need to value the time of the ones that you're asking questions.
Yes.
But then I also went back and I implemented some of the advice that they gave. And I went back later and I thanked them for the advice that they had given. When you do that, that's the beginning of a mentorship relationship. It becomes easy to go back later and ask follow-up questions when they see that you've implemented what you've asked. But that's one example of carefully picking who am I listening to, and realizing the areas that you need to grow, and then you start picking mentors, coaches in that particular area, and you start taking their advice and you allow them to be the expert and you grow that way.
And even you and you're in the process of writing a book, there were so many different steps, and for each step you kind of sought out different individuals. Because maybe, you know, somebody knows something about editing, another knows something about writing, and somebody knows about marketing and sales, but not necessarily one person knows everything about all these steps. And so you pick according to what you need to grow. And I think it's also important that once you have somebody that you keep listening to and you keep reading after, don't just blindly follow one person. You know, if, for example, take business. There's so many people who have done great in business. So read after more than just one person. You know, there's something to pick from different people, and you want to be able to prove that what one says doesn't go against someone else, because then you have to read multiple people to come up with kind of like what do most people seem to what seem to work for them, you know. Because if you only follow one person, that person might get into error. And you know, we see that even in the church, you know, with famous preachers and things like that. If you only follow one person, that person might get into some weird doctrines and you just blindly follow because you respect that one person so much. It's always good to follow multiple persons, and you know, if they do disagree, you need to do your own thinking and studying and not just blindly follow someone. But you need to research and follow after more than one person, because there is wisdom in that. There's wisdom in listening to multiple counselors and making sure that they somewhat agree with each other. They might have nuances here. They might focus, you know, they might emphasize on different things, and that's okay. But, you know, if one person out of 10 comes up with something completely new and different that disagree with the other 9, you might want to ask the question, is this one person now going out on the deep end and you know, off the cliff a little bit here, and should I keep following that, or should I, you know, stick with the other counselors?
Yeah, you know, I've always said if you find 2 people that agree 100% on everything, then you have found one person who's a leader and the other person is not doing any kind of thinking at all.
Right.
You know, anybody who thinks, you're going to find some areas that you disagree on. So whoever mentors are, whoever you're listening to, you know, you still need to bring everything back to the Word of God.
Right.
God is the ultimate source of truth. And even Christian leaders, good Christian business people, whoever the case might be, you need to do your own studying of the Word of God and bring everything back to there, because with everybody, good people will help enlighten you on things that are found in the Word of God.
Right.
But we all have weaknesses and flaws, and it's important to list to align whatever these people are saying with the Word of God. Ultimately, it's Jesus we're going to stand before. It's not man. And ultimately, our lives are going to be judged in accordance with what he gave us to do. Well, he's the one that I want to listen to. But then there are mentors on earth that, help along the way. And,
mm-hmm.
and in the multitude of counsel, there is wisdom. So we need earthly counselors.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it is the Word of God that is the ultimate authority. And that's what we ultimately listen to. So striking that balance between the two.
Sure. That's very important. And you know, don't just blindly follow anything. Make sure you think, you know, and prove it by the Word of God, too. Make sure nothing goes against the Word of God, because then that's a big red flag. Ooh, we should be careful here.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go about your day and going forward from that, just be very intentional about what voices you're listening to and what people you're following and what kind of influence you're allowing into your life, because they will affect you. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And what are we going to think about? What we keep listening to. We're going to keep thinking about what we keep listening to. So be careful with what kind of voices you allow yourself to listen to, because there are some voices you should cut off. You know, you should not allow them to be in your life. There's people keep talking to you that you should cut off. You should not allow them to keep talking to you, because they're not bringing any good things into your life. They might actually pull you in the wrong directions. And so as you go about your day, be very intentional about what you listen to, who you listen to, so that what you put into you and what you keep thinking about, that's the direction you got to head in life. So make sure that's going to be what where you want to head in life.
Yep. You look at their personal fruits and their personal life,
mm-hmm.
and see if are those fruits you want in your life.
Right.
And you judge what you want to listen to them based on that and align it with the Word of God. So who are you listening to? Who you listen to? That is going to determine your future. So choose wisely.
Well, that's it for today. Watch out for our next episode with teachings from Vidar and Catherine Legard. Like, share, and subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube pages at Safari Mission. You can also visit our website www.safarimission.org or call us at +254 74 177 7805 to know more about Safari Mission and how you can get yourself a copy of Vidar Legard's book, A Fork in the Road.